This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, two taraweehs are done. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have actually progressed. One fast is done. I hope that you made dua when you were opening your fast. Because subhanallah, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. The person who's fasting has two points of joy, joy, tremendous joy. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. The first point of joy is when he is opening his fast. And this is divided into two categories. The daily opening of the fast at the end of each fast and at the end of the month when there is an Eid. The Eidul Fitr, the major Eid of the declaration of the termination of the month of Ramadan. Those are the two points of tremendous joy. The first being when we open the fast, and I explained both of those, and the second being when he meets with his Lord, subhanallah. So on the day of judgment, when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be so happy when you see the reward of the fast. Now remember, if Allah Almighty has kept such a great reward in something, it means that particular thing is of benefit to you in this world first, and then in the hereafter. In this world, it will really shape you into the best possible person. It will give you so much of benefit, calmness, contentment, serenity, so much of joy, happiness, so much of fulfillment because of what is supposed to be happening in this beautiful month of Ramadan. So, I hope and I pray that Allah accept from us our acts of worship. Also, we should always ask Allah, oh Allah, accept our acts of worship, accept our fasting. We've tried, we've done our best, we may have made a few mistakes, but we did not do that intentionally. Obviously, I'm not talking about the mistakes where a person might eat. Although there is a ruling in that regard, if you have put something in your mouth or eaten without remembering, then the hadith says, it's okay. It's Allah who fed you. Your fast does not break if it was totally unintentional or it was totally out of forgetfulness. But that having been said, remember that when we make little blunders in our lives, generally, we ask Allah to forgive those sins we know we committed, those we do not know we committed, the major, the minor, and all of them. And ultimately, we want Jannatul Firdaus. So, remember to enjoy your Taraweeh. Remember to enjoy, that is the night prayer, as well as the adhkar that you are supposed to be engaged in. That is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, always look at the meanings of the beautiful verses that are recited, at least one or two of those verses. If you were to look at one or two of the verses that are recited during the evening prayer every single day, it will change your life. Subhanallah. May Allah Almighty grant us every form of goodness. And inshallah, I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Yesterday, I was not feeling so well. Today, I'm much better, although not yet 100%. But inshallah, we will be back with a bang tomorrow by the will of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.